that's what I want to read about this morning. Everybody get settled down now. Get your seat. Everybody quiet, settle down so you can hear the reading of the scripture this morning. Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold, of silver, of brass, of iron, wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." And they came in, all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Look at verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation." Verse 22. "And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified." Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written: "Many, many tickle Upharsin." Which is, this is the interpretation of the thing: "Many, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tickle, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Here is, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the Persian, the kingdom, being about 62 years old. I want to preach to you for just a few minutes on the subject, "Party's Over." The party's over. This story here in the Word of God represents what is happening in America today. Plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of resources, and loose morals. Today, the current word in America is "party." Everybody is wanting to go what they call partying. That's the current word, of course, among the young people, is we're going to have a party. And what they mean when they say we're going to have a party is we're going to do just as much sin as we can possibly get by with. From the White House and the banquet halls in Washington, D.C., to the two-room trailers on the backside of the hill in McDowell County, where a couple of joints are smoked with a stereo on, to a back seat of a car on the side of the lake somewhere where they just drink some beer and listen to their music. America this morning is partying its way to hell. I want to tell you this morning, the party will soon be over. We're living in a day when people say, just live it up. Just do whatever you want to do. Have yourself just as big a time as you want to have. And nothing bad to come of it. You don't have to worry about it or answer to nobody. Now, this story this morning represents what I'd like to get across to you. There are three or four things I want to say about this subject this morning. And what I want to say, first of all, is this part was planned. This party was planned. You know, if you're going to throw a big party, you got to have some planning. Belshazzar's party was probably one of the biggest and wildest ever in the history of this world. Now, think with me just for a minute. We are talking probably 700, somewhere along in there, B.C., before there were airplanes, cars, electricity discovered, any of those things, this party was planned. The Bible said he made a great feast to 1,000 of his Lord. He said, I'll have 1,000 special men guests, and then their wives and their concubines, their lady friends, and all the people that we want. I mean, they planned it. Brother, they planned this thing with no expenses barred. Hollywood had nothing. I'll guarantee you they had nothing on this party that was going on that night in Babylon. Now, think with me just for a minute on Babylon itself. Consider the city of Babylon. Have you ever seen about the ancient city of Babylon? It was the greatest, richest city in the world at that time. It was the New York City of its day. Its destruction had long been foretold by the prophets, the men of God. But people wouldn't listen. They kept going right on their old sinful ways, and they had been warned. They were secure. They had everything they wanted right there within the walls of that city, and it was virtually self-supported. Let me describe it. Babylon, of course, began by Nimrod, the 13th from Adam. And it was begin his kingdom, and it grew here to the greatest city on planet Earth. Under Nebuchadnezzar, it was beautified more than ever for his wife. His famous hanging gardens in Babylon was considered one of the seven wonders of the world. It was so beautiful and magnificent. 60 miles square was around this city. That's a pretty big city. 60 miles, 15 miles this way, 15 miles that way, 15 miles that way, and back around. Laid out there were those super highways that went all the way around this city. There was a 300-foot thick wall all the way around it. All the way this way, 87 feet thick at the top. Come across this way, and five chariots, they said, with horses and riders, could side by side ride around the top of that great city. Remember, there were airplanes. There were no helicopters. They couldn't be bombed, so they had a 300-foot wall all the way around them. There was no way that an enemy could get in. Every quarter of a mile, they had a huge tower, 250 feet high, all the way, or something like that, all the way around, 200 and something of them, around the city. You could look up, and watchers would stay up there. They could see for miles and miles and miles. The two great big brass gates of this city shone like fire in the desert sun as the sun would hit on them. You could see it for miles and miles. They had a moat, like a river, dug all the way around it, in which they said was filled with crocodiles and animals. And if you could get into the water and try to get across, they would get you. And if you could get to the wall, you couldn't get over it. And the snappers up there on top would stop you before you even got to the water. They would let down these great big bridges like that for exporting things in and out. But virtually they could live totally off what they had inside that city. The Euphrates River came down that countryside and fed those great moats, went underground and underneath the city, so they had fresh water, they had plants and vegetables, they had livestock, and the city was laid off in great avenues. You think about that. These people said, nothing can stop us. Nothing can change our life. We are free. We are hip. We are modern. We are going to do our own thing. We're going to throw one this Friday night like the world has never seen. But they begin to party. They begin to advertise. They went out, they had these guys print up things on papers, and they run them all off. They stuck them on telephone poles in restaurants. They asked standing down on the street corner, and the guy would stand there and say, hear ye, all the inhabitants of Babylon. Everybody would stop and listen. He said, don't miss it this Friday night. This is the party of all parties. You don't want to miss it. King Nebuchadnezzar is throwing it. They're going to have steak for everybody that thick. They're going to have corn on the cob, all the trimmings, yeast rolls. I mean to tell you, brother, iced tea, Coke. I mean, everything you can possibly want will be served on the buffet. All you can eat, ice cream, watermelon. I mean, anything you can imagine. I mean, it's all going to be that. They said this is going to be the greatest party of the world. They come on there and they said the MTV cameras will be there. CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox Network, all of them. Everybody who is anybody is going to be there. There's going to be bands playing. All the booze you can drink. We're going to party like it's 1999. We're going to live it up. I mean, we are flat going to live it up. I mean, probably every what you like, it's going to be there. The Mandrills, Dolly Parton. I mean, they're all going to be there. AC/DC for you headbangers. Nirvana for perverts. I mean, all of you are going to be there. Oh, Mikey Jackson for the child perverts. And Denny Terrio, and only $500 a head. And the Wall's oldest teenager, Dick Clark, and Tina Turner, and Mick Jagger in their funky 50s are still dancing out. And they will be your host. Everybody's going to be there. Saturday Night Live, the Solid Gold Dancers. I mean, the president is going to be there. Her husband's coming if she'll let him. I mean, everybody who is anybody is going to be at this. Amen, right there. Something wrong with y'all. And I'll tell you what, this party was planned. I mean, they planned it, brother. They planned it down to a T. They said, oh, everybody's going to be there. OJ's going to. No, he's in the can. That's right. Like Tropicana's got OJ in the can. But I'll tell you what, brother, we're going to have one of his nose hairs there. And they're going to examine that nose hair. And they're going to say that nose hair was found on the seat at McDonald's at the airport in Chicago. But it's no evidence he was there. And I tell you what, everybody's going to be there. I can't get off these little old tracks. I try to stay on target, but I keep wanting to go. Every time I go by something, I want to slap it like that, see? That's the way y'all are preaching. You're just going down the road, just reaching out, slapping things. And anyway, they flat put on a party. You point? I mean to tell you, brother, this place was decked out fit to shoot. I mean, they put on the dog. I ain't kidding you. The Yankees know what putting on the dog means. Okay. That means they really, you know, What does it mean? They made up like a big front, you know, fixed up everything. And boy, I'll tell you what, in Greek that means put on the dog. And brother, they planned it. Now they had these large banquet rooms. Did you know in Babylon, one of those holy gods they worshipped was worth $17 million. Vessel, $200 million. Now what they've done, they had gone into the kingdom of the Jews, and they took them captive. And they took the holy vessels out of the house of God. So we don't, like they did in the Old Testament now, so we don't have them things. They use them for offerings and stuff like that. And they stole them holy vessels out of God's house, and they took them back to Babylon here and kept them. So the party was planned. Secondly, this morning, the party was enjoyed. The night finally came. The guests responded by showing up. Oh, Lord, you never seen such a parade of flesh in all your life. Here they come, you know. Barbara Streisand in her plastic shoes. She didn't believe in letting an animal die to wear none. And so here come Paul McCartney and his lettuce sandwich. He wouldn't dare eat a hamburger. And here come all them kind of nuts like that. They come walking in. Yes. Oh, it's good to see you. Don't them kind of people just make you want to throw up?
Man, they get each other, they hate each other's guts, talk about each other like they're a dog and everything. But then when they're around each other, oh, it's just so, you just look so beautiful. It kind of reminds me of some Christians I know. You ever met anybody like that? Just eat you up to your face. And so you go, what's she doing here? Oh, she's, boy, she's fatter than the last time I seen her. You know, all that stuff. Just constantly stuff like that. Well, enjoyed it. They showed up. Bible said the pleasures of sin for a season. It's sweet, but it's short. It's short. It's short, brother. I'm telling you what, they soon begin to turn to gloom here a little bit. Their smiles to frowns, their laughter to horror. They would soon learn that he who hardens his heart against God doesn't long prosper. But they slain the animals. They brought out the steak. The band started playing. They opened up the curtains up there. And about that time somebody went, boy, I mean to tell you, they went wild. Yeah! We're going to party! Stick it up! You know what they were? They're a bunch of fools. Bunch of fools. They ain't got good sense. Their elevator don't go all the way up. Their brain went on a 4th of July vacation and they done something stupid while it was gone. The life of the party, of course, was Belshazzar. They praised the gods of gold, silver, best. Bible said in Isaiah 28:7, they've erred through wine. Let me tell you what alcohol do to you, young people. It'll get you going the wrong way. That's why we preach to our kids all the time. You leave it alone. It's not right to drink a little bit. It's not right to drink a drop. It's not right to drink NyQuil to feel good off of it. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, man, leave alcohol alone. They erred through wine. You know what alcohol will do? It'll mess up your mind. It'll kill your brain cells. And did you know brain cells don't reproduce themselves? Once they're gone, they're gone. I mean, you need all you can get, most of you. Me too. I don't need to do without no brain cells, do you? I'm telling you, buddy, that stuff will ruin you. And they brought it out. They brought it, boy. You get liquor and bad music and bad women being together, you got problems. You got problems. Oh, and by the way, where one of them is, all the rest of them show up. People say, well, we're just going to dance and party a little bit, but we're not going to have no liquor. It's impossible. They all show up sooner or later. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come in with it on their breath, brother. Where anywhere you've got dancing, you're going to have booze. And I'm telling you what, brother, hey, they're twin brothers. Where one of them is, the other one shows up. Amen. I was out coming out from the camp one night, real late, by myself, 12 o'clock at night. I come around the curb. This girl come out in the road and started dancing right in front of my truck. She started going, look here, she's trying to do a belly dance or something. I said, Lord have mercy. And I thought, my soul, I mean, she's wicked too, buddy. And you know what I done? I floored it. I did, I ain't kidding. Anybody that's out there, man, that's a demon materialized right here in front of me. You know what that is? There's a bunch of old rednecks over here in the bushes, see? And they're going to get somebody to stop and then come out there and beat your head in. That's what happened. See, anytime you got one of them things, you got problems. So Belshazzar said, pour me another. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, this is it, man. We are Babylon. We are bad. We are bad Babylon. And nobody can stop us. Nobody can interfere with us. We have got it made. That's the way people are today. That's the way people are today. You go out and talk to people about getting right with God. They say, oh, stop, man. We're living it up. We never eat better. We never live better. We've never had more. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to swing them hips. I mean, we're going to pop them lips. And we're going to live it up. And ain't nobody going to tell us what we can do and what we can't. Well, they made a little mistake. They stepped across some kind of deadline. Because old Belshazzar got about 3 sheets in the wind. And he said, servant, come here a minute. His servant went over and he said, yes, sir. He went in the back room. He come back in. He had the gods of the gods' silver and brass vessels that come out of the house of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he come bringing them in. That was the ultimate slap in the face to the God of heaven. He brought him in here and said, here you go, king. And the king said, Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Everybody got real quiet. See, there was more people at that party that night than they are in here in this room here tonight. Well, we got maybe 850 people here today, something like that, that's counting the ones up yonder. So there's more than what's in here. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? This is vessel that come out of the house of God at Jerusalem. Them Jews, use your imagination a little bit. These Jews have these gold vessels. They think their God is so hot. They think their God is something special. We'll show them that our God is the real God. We'll show them which God is right. Bring me a keg of wine. And boy, they went over there and those people got the biggest kick out of that ever was. I mean, old Joyce and Elder, she loved it. And Janet Reno said, amen. And boy, the rest of them said, we have to get rid of these fundamentalists. Show them that their belief is no better than ours. And boy, they took that thing up there and they filled it up with wine. And Nebuchadnezzar went, watch this. What do you think about this, God of heaven? And he started pouring everybody one. They all started drinking it. And everybody started getting them a swig of it. And everybody said, yes, let's make a toast. Down with the God of Israel. He's no God. He's not right. We don't want nothing to do with him. And the Lord up in heaven says, okay. You ought not to have done that. About had it. And that's why a lot of people keep on partying. The reason a lot of people keep on partying because God's been so merciful to you. He let you get home last Saturday night. He let you get home Saturday night for that. And you think, well, must be all right. But see, there does come a point where the Lord says, all right, it's over for you, big boy. You've gone too far, then. That's the way sin is. It takes a little more sin to satisfy you this week than it did last week. And it'll take a little more sin next week to give you that same thrill that this much sin gave you this week. Some people don't realize how deadly and how powerful sin is. Have no idea. Cocaine would be nowadays what they did now. You know, our nation has been invaded by cocaine. I believe the devil in the form of cocaine is drawing our America and our young people out, because that's the big party thing. Somebody said this, my name is cocaine. Now, I don't know who needs this in here, but I believe the Lord laid on my heart to read this to you. You listen real carefully. My name is cocaine. Call me Coke for short. I entered this country without a passport. For since then, I've made lots of scum rich. Some have been murdered and found in a ditch. I'm more valued than diamonds, more treasure than gold. Use me just once, and you too will be sold. I'll make a schoolboy forget his books. I'll make a beauty queen lose her good looks. I'll make a renowned speaker and make him a bore. I'll take your mother and make her a whore. I'll make a school teacher forget how to teach. I'll make a preacher not want to preach. I'll take all your rent money and you'll be evicted. I'll murder your babies or they'll be born addicted. I'll make you rob, steal, and kill. When you're under my power, you have no will. Remember, my friend, my name is the Big C. Try me once, you may never be free. I've destroyed actors, politicians, and many a hero. I've decreased bank accounts from millions to zero. I make shooting and stabbing a common affair. Once I take charge, you don't have a prayer. Now that you know me, what will you do? You'll have to decide. It's all up to you. The day you agree to sit in my saddle, that decision is one that you can't straddle. Listen to me, and please listen well. When you ride with cocaine, you're headed for hell. We need to warn our kids not to head down that road of the party, because the party's always over. The party's always over. It's always over. They were cursing, swearing, just like people are in America. Listen, we're seeing things in America today. See, it's not just people sinning no more. They're dragging the things of the Lord to it and making him something filthy and vile. When the National Endowment of the Arts, NEA, fund with tax dollars
a statue of a crucifix submerged in human urine, and the public says that's art, and our government says you can stop it. Son, we've crossed the line, buddy. We've crossed the line.
And it's only a matter of time till God steps in and stops what's going on in this nation. Oh, when's he going to do it?
He might do it for you today. Number three, the party is interrupted. The party is interrupted. They had guards all around that place. They didn't think nobody could get in here. But you ain't going to put up no wall that's going to stop God from visiting your party. By the way, he had a big camera watching everything that's going on, and he had one on you last night, too. He had one on you Friday night. He knows where you was, what you was doing, what you said, what you thought, who you was with. You're saying, well, I'm out here and nobody don't see me. God's got it all recorded. He come in there. They didn't think he was within a million miles there, and he started writing something to them on the wall. Man, don't you know? Don't you know, boy? All of a sudden, brother, I had an unexpected, unwanted, uninvited guest. God on the scene, in the midst of the revelry, in the night of my pleasure, he hath turned into fear. The wicked man said, many a time there's been a big night planned, but God had other plans. Many a time people thought, boy, we're going to live it up, but it didn't turn out the way you thought it turned out. Remember the next time you plan a big party, God's able to step in and crash it whenever, however, what way ever he decides to do it. The party was interrupted. It sure was. All at once, while the music was playing, while the people were laughing, they were feasting on the food, they were talking wicked, telling dirty jokes, all of a sudden, somebody said, look! Just like out of a horror movie, man, they seen this hand, part of a hand, come out and start writing on the wall, and they couldn't even read it. The music stopped. It got deathly quiet in that place. You could hear a pin drop, and everybody went, I know, yes, it's Nebuchadnezzar, old Belshazzar, some kind of trick, ain't it? Come on, King, tell us what's going on now. What is this, a surprise for the party or something? The king turned around and said, I don't know. Something's gone wrong! Oh, no! And he couldn't even read it, but he knew deep down inside thing was about over, and he had company that he wasn't looking for. Somebody came to the party that wasn't invited. He had a strange suspicion that it was against him, deep in his heart. Help me now, listen carefully. His countenance changed. Somebody said, it was Nebuchadnezzar's knee going like that. See, he was real tough and bad a while ago. And I want to tell you something. You see all these tough boys that hang around uptown, bad guys, tough. Yeah, man. You what? God can get them in a place where they change. I guess, huh? He can knock you off your high horse real quick and real easy. Don't think you can't. So the king said, let's see. Get them in here. Get them here. What the? Oh, I know. Call a Cabrinka and Katrina and the psychic hotline. Call 1-900, you idiots. Get them in here. Get Eric Estrada in here. Call them in here. We got to find out what they're. So 1-900, you idiots. And they said, yes, this is your psychic hotline. Can I help you? This is King Belshazzar. Come over here and tell me. Oh, wonderful things are going to happen to you, King. Oh, you were wonderful in your first life and your second life and your third life. And now you're wonderful in this life. Everyone, you're going to be wonderful in your next one. All right. He said, oh, shut up and come over here and tell me what this means. And they said, did you know there's a ghost on the Queen Mary? He said, will you hush? Tell me what this writing says. Over, he said, I was looking for true love, and my psychic told me that within weeks I would find them. And I did! It's proof that they're telling the truth! And the king said, listen, you understand me? What does that say right there? And they couldn't tell him. And somebody came up and said, there's a preacher down there. I wonder why they thought about him. There's a preacher down yonder minding his own business in his room down there, probably studying his Bible or something. I bet you he knows what it means. I think kind of it reminds me of something. I mean, when that hand was writing up there, it just kind of felt like something that preacher would do. Several great truths you glean here. Truth number one, Daniel was not at the party. Amen. Did everybody hear me? Daniel was not at the party. Don't give me this baloney of, well, the company where I work with, we all have to go. No, you don't. Daniel was under the king. He was not at the party. Christian don't have no business at parties where there's drinking and dancing and cussing and wife swapping and all that. Say amen right there, baby. Some of you, you're worrying me. You're worrying me a little bit. You're just a tad limp on your amens. A Christian has no business at a party where that kind of stuff's going on. Daniel didn't even go over there to witness. You can do plenty of witnessing without going in them hell holes. Amen. Daniel was not at the party. Somebody went out and knocked on the door. They said, Preacher, the king wants you. He said, I want him. He said, come up here. You've got to come. Something terrible. Oh, what do you mean something terrible's happened? He said, come up here, can you? All right, here comes preacher walking in. Everybody, ugh. What's he doing here? And you have to be born again before you can understand the Bible. There's been untold amounts of damage done by people that don't even know God trying to teach the Bible. That's why there's cults and stuff like that. No king had him come in. And Daniel said, woo-wee. The king said, well, what's it say, man? What's it say? He said, you want me to tell you? Yeah, man, tell me. He said, you want me to tell you the truth? Tell me the truth. What does it say? Now, you ready for this, ain't you? He said, yeah, come on, man, tell me the truth. And he said, heavy hang over your head, big boy. You're in a heap of trouble. That's what he said. He said, God had it with you. He's sick of your foolishness. He's sick of the way you're living, doing this week in, week in, week in. And God says, it's enough! Now, there's somebody sitting in here this morning, maybe one of these visiting groups, maybe somebody right here in town, maybe somebody here that comes to church every Sunday, but there's somebody sitting in here this morning, I'm telling you, your party's about over, God's telling you this morning, it's enough! You fooled around this weekend, you fooled around last weekend, you've been going to places you shouldn't go, doing things you shouldn't do, so maybe fooling around with sex, fooling around with drugs, fooling around, and God said, it's over! This morning, that's it! You a message right here. They said, okay. He said, King, your kingship is over. It's over. Yep. The jig's up, son. Your history. They're going to get you tonight. You've trifled too long. You're a dead man. Kingdom's going to be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Finally, and I'll close this morning, the party's over. As all parties eventually will, it came to an end. No matter how much you live it up, no matter how far you swing and how high you go, no matter how much time you spend, all parties have one thing in common. They all end. It's like the man who spent the night with a prostitute in a night of sin. He thought, boy, I'm living it up in sin. The next morning he got up, and the prostitute was gone, and lipstick wrote on the mirror, welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS. See, that's how parties do. The wreck, the bleeding, the hospital, the ambulance, it all comes crashing. All of a sudden, screams were heard. Listen, imagine in your mind now for a few seconds. Wine bottles busted all over the place. cries rang out. Evening gowns were splattered with blood. The band was silenced. The drunken people staggered with blood mixed with alcohol like running water down through the sidewalks and down through the streets of that city. Heads came off, arms and legs, cursing and stampede as thousands began to... They were in there with no arms, no guns, no way to protect themselves, and them Medes and Persians just come in there and sliced them up with swords and left a bloody mess of tuxedos and gowns, instruments and food. No life in then. No wife swapping then. No courtesy to the ladies then. Somebody come running down and shrieked in heart and said, "Who's that? Oh, who's that?" They said, "It's King Belshazzar." His throat sliced and his blood running down, trickling down through the hall. Dead man. 5 minutes before, he had the world at his fingertips. Now he's in hell. And he's still there this morning. You can be life in 1 minute and be in hell the next. You know that? I know what you're saying. You're saying, "Preacher, how did the Medes and the Persians, how did they get in there? How did they cross that moat? How did they get past those towers?" Well, there's a little slack in Babylon that night with a party going on. Figured nobody could ever get in. Them Medes and the Persians, the history books say, went back up the river a few miles and detoured that Euphrates River, dammed it up and cut it off, and sent it going another way. And up the tunnel, they walked right in, came underneath the walls of that city, and up in there and had a surprise attack. You don't never get so secure that God can't get you. He can get you. He can jerk the carpet right out from under you. He can have you laying in the hospital this evening, flat of your back. Your party will be over, buddy. How many young boys do you think last night got some beer, some wine, headed down the road? Somehow or another lost control of a car. "Look out!" Like this. Too late. Too late. It's over. It's like this. Gone. The chance is gone. Party's over. I believe this morning. I believe. Now don't get in a hurry. I know what time it is. We're going to have just a second here of invitation. I believe there's somebody here this morning that's living a lifestyle that if you don't deal with it and get this thing right with God, the Lord's going to have to do it for you. And your party be over. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one moving. Please, in reverence to God right now, do not move unless it's absolutely necessary. If God's dealing with your heart this morning, you say, "Preacher, here I am. I'm here for youth camp from our church or one of these other churches. I'm not going to wait till one night this week. I'm going to get right with God this morning." It might be too late tonight. You may never even go to camp tomorrow morning. It may be too late. If you need to come, you come. Maybe you're visiting here this morning. You say, "Preacher, I know there's some things in my life that ain't right. I'm ready to meet God. I'm living that lifestyle that you preached about this morning." Listen, friend, God wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. He wants to change you. He wants to make your life what it's supposed to be. Some's coming, others need to come. Some's already coming. We're going to pray. We're going to stand and sing this song, "Just As I Am Without One Plea." God wants you to come. I believe God really wants to do something. It's no accident we got all these young people here this week. I believe the Lord really, really wants to do something. I believe that. I believe it's coming. Something's stirring. God's moving. Let's do it this morning, young people. Let's get it right with God. Mamas and daddies, let's take advantage of this opportunity. Father, do what all done. I pray for that man or woman, boy or girl, who needs to move and come to this altar. Lord, I pray for that one that needs to get saved this morning. They'll come and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Let's stand and sing.
Just as I am.
Come on, come on. Come on, just get out of your seat, come. Get out of your seat, come right now. Come on. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Come on, if you need to come on right now. Amen. Let the Lord help you this morning. Will you do it? Can you ladies pray with this lady? Come on, come on. Your party's about over, friend. Your party's about over. Why don't you come? Let's sing, everybody. Come on now, sing it. Everybody sing. Amen. That's right.
To rid my soul.
Amen.
Of one dark blood to thee, whose blood can cleanse.
Amen.
Each spot, O Lamb.
That's right.
Of God I come.
You know what you're like? You know what some of you's like? You're just running, running, running. You know you're going to run out of gas anytime. You know you're going to run out of gas. You know the Lord's going to say, all right, that's enough. You know, some of you know that you're doing wrong. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'm just not willing to quit yet. Well, you can quit on your own, or he'll quit you against your will. I promise you one thing, you will quit. You'll quit now, sometime on your own, or God will just zap it on you, buddy. You will quit. People say, oh, I don't want to go to heaven. We ain't going to get to party up there. You ain't going to party in hell neither. Amen. Are you ready? You ready to meet the Lord just like you stand this morning? If you had to stand before God, could you stand before God this morning with a clear conscience? Many's come. There may be others. We'll sing one more verse. You need to come. Just get out of, don't be ashamed. Don't worry about it. There's a lot of people in here. Don't worry about it. Ain't nobody going to stare at you. Come and pray with you. They'll help you. You need to come, you come. Come on, will you? Let's sing, Brother Sean. Let's sing. Everybody, you come right now. Come on, just get out of your seat.
I am, thou wilt receive.
Yes.
Wilt welcome part.
Amen.
God cleanse, relieve.
Amen.
Because thou promised I be.
Still praying now, right quickly. If any of our young people hadn't got signed up for camp, don't leave yet. I need to mention something right quick. Carrie's going to be back there at the back table, and you be sure and do that. Now, listen to me. Pictures, or somebody back there, listen, we're having a new church directory made, and we want everybody to be in it. You visitors can be in it. Seriously, visitors, I mean it. That come here all the time, we want you to. You're supposed to. Get signed up back there at the table. They're taking about 4 or 5 different days when pictures are going to be made. And we want you in it. We're going to have our special citizens. We're going to have a bus ministry, youth camp, everything. Be real nice. So don't forget that. Now, we're trying to figure out a way to feed all these people. And for the some ones that didn't know, the fellow down there at the pizza place, which you go up to Main Street and turn left, do you see it? Has offered a deal as $5 for you that want to take them there. All you can eat, that's pizza. That's $5 tax included. He knocked off a little bit. And the Pizza Hut also has a buffet. It's $5.30, something like that. So I think we're having groups going to both these places. And then, of course, there's the Chinese place and the fish and hamburgers. And they sell bologna at the store. So we hope to get everybody fed and took care of. And all our youth choir and our special group here at 5:30, youth choir at 6 o'clock, and everybody else at 7. God bless you. Have a good evening. Amen.